Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Jennifer Brown, a research scientist ethology with the Prairie Swine Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Brown.
You're welcome.
As part of research being conducted in partnership with Swine Innovation Pork, you've been involved in a project which is looking at the effects of long-distance transport on the health and welfare of early weaned pigs. What actually prompted this evaluation, and what are the goals of this effort?
Well, what prompted it is the fact that if you look at the research on transport of pigs, most of it really focuses on the finisher pig, but very little research has actually been done on transport in nursery pigs. And obviously, it's a very common practice. Certainly, Canada, Western Canada, exports an awful lot of pigs, not only to Eastern Canada, but to the Midwest states. And the studies that have been done, the few of them that are there, usually kind of simulated a transport. So there wasn't an actual transport to commercial transports. In some studies, they had a van that they drove around and kept pigs in. Other studies did use a truck, but small groups in a little pen, and then they would drive around and then stop. Whereas we felt that this really didn't represent the conditions that pigs are normally experiencing in that transport. So in order to provide some real life data on what goes on in those transports, we launched this study.
Who actually is involved in the work, representing what interests, and in what various roles?
Right. Well, we do have quite a team of people working on the project. On the commercial side, we do have people from Olymel involved, because they're obviously transporting a lot of animals. And just from an advisory point of view, we have participants from the University of Guelph, Dr. Terry O'Sullivan and Rene Bergeron, both at U of Guelph, Yolande Seddon here at the Western College of Vet Medicine, and myself. So quite a large team, good to have people in both ends of the country to look at pigs, because sometimes some of the transports are going actually from west to east.
What specifically is being monitored, and how, where is this being monitored, and where is the work actually happening?
Right. We have studied long distance transport. So we did follow some pigs that were weaned here in Saskatchewan and then moved to barns in Ontario. And then that was the longer distance transport. And we collected that data in 2019 and compared it to a short duration transport. So pigs being weaned in Ontario and then going to nursery barns there. And then we had a number of other studies planned, but with COVID, we really had a difficult time getting on commercial farms and doing the research out in the field. So those subsequent studies have been delayed for the time being. Data collection was done both here in Saskatchewan and then in Ontario so far.
What has been learned so far, and what is the significance of these findings?
Right. We've gotten some interesting analysis of the physiological measures. We've taken measures from these long and short transports. We've done blood collection, body weights, and a number of other measures, starting at the sow barn, where we collected samples there before pigs were loaded. And then we also measured them immediately after the transport, and then again 3 days after they had settled into the nursery barns. So far, we've analyzed all the physiological measures and didn't really find anything of major note there. I think the weaning timeline of the two treatments was slightly different, and I think that explained probably more of the differences that we saw than the actual transport itself. We did see some slight changes in the measures of dehydration in the pigs. The pigs were, the long duration pigs were transported for over 30 hours. So they did show some measures of indicating a slight dehydration. But again, these weren't outside of the normal range that we would see for normally for wiener pigs. So it wasn't really a major concern. We also looked at death losses and didn't see any difference in those measures. So thus far, yeah, the long transport does look quite reasonable in comparison to the short transport. The shorter transport was roughly 90 minutes, and that causes an acute stress response in the pigs, whereas the longer transport, you know, they do have time to settle down on the trailer. So we are still looking into the behavioral measures. We took time-lapse pictures while they're on the transports, and so we'll have to compare those to see if it provides more indication of the impact on the piglet welfare. And then also we did videotaping at the nursery barn, both when they arrived and then 3 days later, so we have that measure to look at. Thus far the two treatments, you know, there are some differences, but nothing really to raise any concerns about the longer transport.
Who is expected to make use of this information and how?
Well, of course, this information will hopefully help to define better practices for transport of nursery pigs. Thus far, we've done studies in the summer months where we would very much like to do more data collection in winter months, because that's going to be more challenging for the piglets in terms of thermal regulation. But it's harder to organize data collection in the winter months. We have fewer students available to help us with data collection. But that would be something going forward. So best practices is where this information will be used, and improving practices, further research. We can certainly highlight other research that can be done. And the information will also be helpful for regulators in determining what practices are acceptable.
And is there anything you would like to add?
No, I'm very happy to be able to do this research, Bruce. I think more work needs to be done in this area. Certainly wiener pigs are quite different from finishers and have different requirements, and also the interaction with weaning time. And so how the transport and the weaning interact is another important question that we're just starting to figure out. Yeah, there's more research to come.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bruce.
Our guest has been Dr. Jennifer Brown, a research scientist ethology with the Prairie Swine Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.